Succession number 13107, Rule 4.
Mr. Miles, Rule 4.
Mm-hmm. Yes, PQ18 was quite different from PQ17. We saw nothing at all on that convoy, other than again we got attacked by a German plane coming back, but that was off Lerwick. Again, we were lucky; they never had any bombs, so we got away with that. And that was it.
What did they do then? Just buzzed you? Did they just buzz you?
Yeah, just buzzed us. Matter of fact, there's a painting of that down in the museum, Gus Britton. I think he did it himself. He was most upset about being attacked by one of our own planes. Yeah, that was one of our own planes he put up. But,
kind of German plane buzzed you then?
I don't know.
Did you immediately die?
I was very, very angry about it. I wasn't on watch at the time because we were going into harbour. And I put the petty officer in charge of the lookouts on the bridge, on the carpet, because he should have seen it a long, long time before he did. And to almost get home and then get bumped like that was pretty grim. However, he just got a warning and that was that. But you had to be very careful. One of the big things about going across there that one had to be so careful about it was floating mines. The number of mines that had broken away from their moorings in the barrage used to look for seagulls on the water. And 9 times in 10 they'd be sitting on a mine. But that brought us then to the end of 42. And that meant I'd done just over 3 years, the first 3 years of the war at sea. And I was called in for a rest. And I went on to the instructional staff at Blythe. Now, that was a 3-year job. But I only did 18 months, and then I got what we used to call a pierhead jump to the Far East. And I had to join a ship called the Wolf up on the Tyne. And I thought I was going there for regulating duties. When I got up there, my very great friend in the submarine service was there doing that very job. So I said, well, what am I doing here?
What was his name?
He was a coxswain, same as me, and he was regulating on the Wolf. And I thought I was going for that job, you see. Nobody tells you. So he said, well, I don't know, Frank. He said, I'm here for this. He said, somebody's made a blunder somewhere. So I went back to the base and saw the commander and said, I don't know, something's gone wrong there. I went up to the Wolf, all right, but Trooper Officer Triggs is there. Oh, he said. Get you back, he said, but I don't know, he said. So he went away and I came back and he said to me, well, he said, Miles, he said, your draft note, he said, is calls for a very experienced coxswain on a highly secret mission or something or another. I thought, Christ, well, I landed here, you know. So I thought, that's that. I went and joined the Wolf and we went out to Trincomalee and Ceylon, and from there I went across to the other parent ship called the Adamant to see what this was all in aid of. And when I got on the Adamant, they just didn't want to know me. They said they didn't know anything about it. So I said, well, it must be the Maidstone. That was another one with 3 parent ships there. So away I goes across to the Maidstone. I had a bag and a hammock and suitcases and everything else. And a long crawl up the stairs, you know, steps. I got them. Mason had the same answer. I never did find out. I got shanghaied out there for some reason or another. I never did find out what it was all about. Whatever it was cancelled, and I finished up the holiday camp, ran the holiday camp.
Which holiday camp?
In Ceylon. Tiatalawa, the name of it. I was sent up there to look after submarine crews on holiday.
Like rest and recreation.
That's right. And I was sent up there for 3 months, then I was to come back and go to a big liner which was coming out, fitted out as an amenities ship with billiard tables and all that sort of stuff, you know, on it. going out to the far the Pacific, one of the islands in the Solomons or someplace. So the troops had somewhere where they could go and let their hair down, play bingo and fruit machines and all that sort of thing. But I made a pretty good job up the holiday camp. They put me in command of the whole camp, and I stayed there till the war ended.
What type of things did you have to organise for?
Oh, everything. All I ran all the sports, got drafts in from the ships coming on up there, you know, and ran ENSA concert shows, and a tremendous job. On the go from 6 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock the following morning.
What were these ENSA concert parties like? Were they of good quality?
Oh, yeah, very, very good indeed. And they used to come out to Ceylon, and before they went on into Burma and India, they used to come up to us and give a show for the troops on leave. Oh, yes, we had some wonderful people. And one thing we had up there was the England-Scotland football teams, the full teams. They sent them on tour through Burma to entertain the troops.
To give match displays?
Well, England turned up, but not Scotland. Scotland got lost. So I had to pick a team to play England.
You mean a team of Scotsmen?
I think I got mixed up with this. I think England got lost and Scotland came up. I've always been a bit doubtful about this. Yeah, we lost 2-1, but you see, we had a lot of footballers then in the services. Yeah, we lost 2-1, but I suppose they could have thrashed us, but you wouldn't believe it. These games used to attract the natives from all over Ceylon. Thousands of them would come and lie on the pitch watching the match. This was before football was really known abroad.
But what, do you remember the names of, did you have any famous artists who came out?
Well, we had, yeah. The old girls band. What was the name of them?
Dagenham Girl Pipers?
No. Ladies band, jazz band. Very famous in their day. I know that the pianist was a woman named Eve Solomons. Jewish girl. We got a long mess on fire, me and her. And we had a couple of the Itmar people up there.
Tommy Handley?
Yeah, not Tommy Handley himself. The girl, what was the girl's name?
Can't remember.
I don't know why I'm only thinking of girls, but...
Where was this place in Ceylon where you had this camp?
Pardon?
What was the name of the place?
Diatalawa.
How do you spell that?
D-I-Y-A-T-A-L... No, wait a minute. D-I-Y-L-A-T... W-A-W-A-A. Diatalawa. D-I-Y-A-T... A-L-W-A. A-W-A. D-I-Y.
Diatalawa.
Yeah, Diatalawa. Mm-hmm. That's 5,000 feet up.
Near Kandy?
No, if you go from Trincomalee, you go through Kandy and Neuralia. Kandy is about 7,000 feet. Neuralia is 6,000 feet. And you come down a bit then through a place called Bandarwella to Diatalawa, and that was about 5,000 feet. Wonderful, wonderful. We had a golf course, 9-hole golf course, tennis courts.
So which years were you running this?
From 1944, from July 44 till the end of the Japanese War.
That was August.
September, August, September 45. 45.